It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Ever since I went to the museum yesterday, I got so interested in dinosaurs that I've been reading books about them, looking up pictures and things. Even found out about this one. Remember this model that we used yesterday? Dinosaur. Dinos means terrible, and saurus means lizard. So dinosaur together means terrible lizard. And this kind is a brontosaurus. And bronte means thunder, and saurus means lizard. So this would be a thunder lizard. Brontosaurus, thunder lizard. Oh my, there's so much to know about them. Well, I brought some clay today. I'd like to work with the clay in the kitchen, so let's just go on out there. In fact, I just might make see if you can guess what this is that I'm trying to make. Bronte. What did Bronte mean? Thunder, saurus, well, that could be a brontosaurus, sure. So many things that you can do with clay. When people are feeling very happy, often make happy things with clay. When they're feeling very sad, they sometimes make very sad things. When they're feeling angry, sometimes make some angry things out of the clay, or just use the clay to pound on. Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes. Little people sometimes get angrier than big people do. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? See how fast you go. It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Incredible Hulk. That's what I wanted that to be. make something like that out of clay. So, the Brontosaurus meets the Incredible Hulk. Just pretend. That's pretend. So are the television programs and movies about such things, just pretend. You know, when the Incredible Hulk gets angry, it knocks down buildings and things like that. But that's just a movie. It's just like a dream. Sometimes you might have a dream that's really nice, like your mom or your dad taking you on a picnic, just the two of you, you and your mom, or you and your dad. And that dream can make you feel all warm inside. But other times you might have a dream about some big monster that really scares you. Well, that's just a dream. Just a thought in your head. And when you wake up, you see that it's not real. Let's have some of our kind of make-believe. Some of our kind of dreams. There are no such things as real monsters. There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore, even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Charlie,
just make it very big.
I don't know why you would need a wall like this.
So the dinosaur won't hurt me if he comes.
But there aren't any dinosaurs anymore, Prince Tuesday.
You should have seen the one in my dream.
Oh, what was your dream about?
At first, it was nice. My mom and I went to this beautiful beach to swim, and as we were having a really good time, in my dream all along came this big dinosaur-looking creature with a big crown on its head, and the crown had flashing lights and played music, and it kept coming closer and closer, and it scares me to even think about it.
Oh, and what did you do in the dream?
I tried to use my super funnel to get rid of it.
And then what happened?
I don't know whether it worked or not, but don't tell Auntie Lady Elaine, and don't tell her about this wall either.
Well, why not?
Because I told her my super funnel always works. She teases me about it.
What does she say?
She says that her boomerang, toomerang, sumerang is better than my super funnel.
But they're all pretend, aren't they?
But there are some things that scare me.
And those are things that you can talk to people about.
Well, Daniel's afraid of dinosaurs, too.
I was sure that I saw it over near the museum, and then it walked toward the trolley. It always seems to be near the museum when I see it.
What does it look like?
Oh, like a brontosaurus or a stegosaurus or one of those.
Well, a really big one or a little model?
A really big one.
Well, it must be somebody dressed up.
I don't know. It looked awful real to me.
Well, have you talked to your teacher about it yet?
We're supposed to have a report about it in school tomorrow. I wish you'd check on it for me, though.
Oh, I'll be glad to.
And whenever you hear me say boomerang, toomerang, sumerang, then you go away, as if you're scared of me.
Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
That's right. And don't speak a word to anybody. I don't want people to know who you are.
But I don't want to scare anybody.
You won't. It's just a little joke. Oh, here comes somebody now. Remember, don't talk.
All right.
Well, if it isn't Lady Aberlin.
Hi, Lady Lane.
And to what do I owe this nice surprise?
I'm doing a favor for Daniel Tiger.
Oh, and what does dear little Daniel Tiger want?
Well, he wants me to see if there are any dinosaurs. There's one.
Yes. Oh. Well, just call me if you want me to get rid of it.
Hey, Handyman Negri, did you see it?
See what?
Handy, I just wondered if you'd come over here with me to see something. You see it?
Oh, it really looks like one.
Yeah.
With a crown on its head.
Need any help, friends?
Oh, look over there, Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see it. A dinosaur with a crown. I'll get rid of it for you. Just watch this. Boomerang, tumerang, sumerang. There, that'll show people how powerful I am. Da-da-da.
You and I know that dinosaur is Purple Panda dressed in a costume. But Prince Tuesday and Daniel don't know that, so they could be afraid of it. It's too much like the things they're dreaming about right now. It's soon time for Mr. McFeely and me to go to those studios where people make that program, The Incredible Hulk. Yeah. We want to show you that those are just people dressed up too. So I'm just going to call Mr. McFeely and see when he's ready to go. Hello? Hello, is this the McFeely residence? Oh, I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number. Yes. I know, that does happen. So. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Hello, Mrs. McFeely? It's Fred Rogers here. Yes, I'm about ready to go to the movie studios. Mr. McFeely ready? Oh, he's on his way. Oh, good. Well, I'll just meet him there. Fine. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm sure we will. Bye-bye. He's already on his way. So we can just go now, too, and meet some very interesting people. Come along. Mr. McFeely.
Good day to
Hi.
You.
Which way do we go?
Well, let's ask the guard already.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm Fred Rogers, and I wondered if you could tell us where they're filming The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yes, sir. Go right away down here on this right side building to the end. Make a right turn. And then the first stage on the left, stage four.
Stage four. Thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome.
Uh-huh. Boy, this is a big place. A lot of people working here.
Certainly a busy place.
Well, this must be it in here.
Check my camera. Well, I'm all set to go.
Here's number three.
So, there's number four.
I'm really interested to see this.
After that, if you just make sure that we've ordered all the extras for tomorrow with extra costumes.
This must be it.
You get under arrest.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Is this where you film The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
I'm Fred Rogers.
Hi, I'm Mark Burley.
Glad to know you, Mark. And this is Mr. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. McFeely. Pleased to meet you. Come on in. Bill's waiting for you.
Thank you. You go ahead, Mr. McFeely.
He's in his chair just inside the door there.
Thank you, Mark. This way, he said. Mr. Bixby, I'm Fred Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Rogers, how nice to see you.
So glad you'd
Mr. McFeely.
You know Mr. McFeely.
Yes, I do. I watch the show all the time. Very nice to have you here.
Is it okay if I take some movies?
Oh, please do. Take anything you would like.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I wanted to show my television neighbors about your kind of pretend.
Oh, I would be happy to show our make-believe to them. It's not quite as glamorous as most people think. As you can see, it's very much like being inside a very large barn. May I show you over here what we're doing with this airplane, for example? We're inside what is essentially a gigantic room so that large props, this is what we would call a prop, an airplane, and the large camera and the equipment, the crane that goes with it, all can fit into the same building. Over here, you might notice we have gigantic fans. Now, the reason for that is that when we pretend we're flying an airplane, we're facing into the wind, our hair blows, and it makes the audience at home think that we're really flying.
So you're not really flying that plane?
Not really at all. No, it would be too dangerous to do it the other way.
Well, will you be in that plane when you make this scene?
Well, actually, when we do this scene, Lou Ferrigno, who plays the Incredible Hulk, I am not the Incredible Hulk. Of course, we are two different people. Okay. And through the use of makeup and green makeup on Lou and the white eyes and everything, it looks as if I become the Incredible
Hulk. That you turn into.
That's right, like I change into him. Yeah. But, of course, that's just make-believe, and that's the magic of motion pictures.
Well, you're a real person with a real family yourself, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. I have a son, 5 years old, Christopher Sean, and he is just beginning to realize the difference between the make-believe part of the Incredible Hulk that I do and the reality, which is that I am his real daddy who really comes home at night and I don't really turn in to the Incredible Hulk.
Well, when you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
Oh,
did you like to pretend?
I like to pretend, yes. I think because I'm an actor, probably, because that part of me is still very, very much alive in me. And we've all pretended, I think, pretended to be something that we were not. But I think very often we have to be very careful that we pretend properly, which is not to take chances.
Things that are safe.
Oh, yes. I used to work on my uncle's ranch, and he had olive boxes, and I would make almost a playhouse that I could crawl into, but only I could be inside, and it was my own personal and private place. And I would go there sometimes when I got angry myself, when I would really get angry. And sometimes I would go into my private place knowing that was my place to be, and it was okay if I yelled there. And I did. I would sometimes want to yell and sometimes stamp my feet and that anger out.
Yeah. But you never changed into somebody else. Oh, you were always yourself.
No. I always was myself when I started my anger and when my anger was all finished. But the nice part of it was to let the anger out and not to let it build up inside of me. But I think we have to pay attention sometimes and understand that it's okay to be angry and it's all right to let it out as long as we don't hurt anybody else and as long as we don't hurt ourselves.
Absolutely. Do you think maybe we could watch them make a scene with Lou Ferrigno as the Incredible Hulk?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, we'll probably be doing one right on this airplane. And you'll have an opportunity of seeing how real it can look.
Action! Flying along! Drop the plane! Good.
Oh, take control!
And raise the wing! Drop the wing again! Raise it! And drop again! Drop the wing!
Save it!
Hold it! Save it right there! Cut the rudder.
Can we get a ladder for Lou, please? That was exciting. And really, that piece really broke under there. Yeah, it was sort of scary, wasn't it? We were under the wing and poor Lou was on it.
Good stuff, Lou.
Maybe we will. Let's go on and say hello. Lou? Lou? Excuse me, Richard. Lou, could I introduce you here to...
Let the actors get on.
I could even Mr. Rogers. Lou Ferrigno, Incredible Hulk. Mr. McFeely.
How do you do?
How are
you?
Nice scene. Really difficult.
Very good. And shows on TV, it'll be incredible. And we'll feel, you can't tell in the year or not.
It will look real, won't it?
Yes, yeah. It looked real to us. We thought it really broke here for a moment that you were going to go down with it.
Were you scared to do that?
Not really. We wanted the quality show. You got to give them the best performance.
You give the best performance.
And we're all surrounded by many professional people who keep us from having to be really afraid because we know that they know what they're doing.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, I surely would like to see you without your makeup sometime. Maybe I could come tomorrow.
I'd like to get a movie of that, too.
Sure, come on down. Okay.
Oh, good.
It'd be my pleasure taking pictures.
Okay, why don't you do that? We'll see you soon.
The
thank
other
you,
side of me. Thank you. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Bill, for letting me come.
My pleasure. How nice to have everybody. How nice to have all of you here and visiting on the set, the make-believe set of The Incredible Hulk.
See you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for your help. See you again. Thank you. Thank you. That's a big place, isn't it? Well, that's the way it is with all those superheroes and monsters and things on television and the movies. They're just pictures, or somebody dressed up in a costume. They're not real, but they often look real, and they look so big. We'll go back there and see more tomorrow. Right now, I'd like to show you some of these pictures. See if you know these special superheroes. Superman, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man. You probably know a lot of others, too. But you could also make up your own. Yeah. You could draw them. You could make them out of clay. Sure, you have your own ideas. And you yourself don't have to be any kind of super strong or super smart or super anything. No, just the way you are. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. Way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. Put my clay away, my Hulk. I think I might just take this Brontosaurus. Here's a little food for you fish. I wonder if fish have dreams. Lots to wonder about in this world. There's something that I want to show you outside. Wait till I get my jacket on and I'll show it to you. I like to be truthful with you. Mm-hmm. Come with me. It's right around here. It's want to show you how we make part of our television program. You know the houses and the streets and the cars that you see at the beginning of our program? Well, that's what this model is. You see, I could take my Brontosaurus and move it right along these streets. And it would look very, very big in with these houses. Mm-hmm. I could go right along that street there. And that's my pretend house right there, my television house. It's such a good feeling to be truthful with people. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink!